This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you have your weapons, if you have your magazines, if you have your ammunition, well, G-Code has the rest. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. One thing you need to understand about Obamacare was never meant to succeed. It's like gun control. Obamacare was like gun control. Obamacare, as a matter of fact, was exactly the way things would have been. The government took over health care, and of course they completely botched it. Nobody can afford it, right? So now what's left? It's a classic Cloward and Piven maneuver. Because what they want to go to is they want to go to single payer. Single payer, quite simply, is the government pays for it, which, of course, the government pays for nothing because they earn nothing. They only take, right? So that means if they have a new expense, well, they have to do some new taking. But what's happening right now is that in places like California, the realization is slowly dawning on these people. There's only so much that they can do. And that is where some winning begins for taxpayers and concerned citizens. You have some slow but steady victories in this blue bastion of progressive insanity. That should raise hope for all of us, considering California. Because the left loves to gloat that what happens in California is most likely to pop up all over the United States. They might want to change their minds on that one. First, an assemblyman in commie East Bay Alameda County attempted to allow communists to serve openly in the government of California. The South Vietnamese community in Orange County and veterans throughout the state hammered this liberal wing nut. His bill was designed to update archaic language in the state code, and it died after getting a bare majority in the assembly. And besides, the legislature is full of communists anyway. At least in California, they just need to be voted out. Then the infamous state senator who removed an exemption from forced school vaccinations tried to push a state-based resolution for children's rights. It was never about giving the children rights. It was actually about taking rights from parents, you see. His proposal would invite more government in the House. That proposal crashed and burned. There's reasons for that kind of stuff. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But now for the latest good news. Single payer is dead in California, at least for now. And in spite of their strongest attempts, the two openly gay, openly abusive, and leftist state senators, Ricardo Lara and Tony Atkins, will not enact a single-payer system in California. Keep in mind that previous California legislatures had advanced single payer to the governor's desk in years past. The projected program would have expanded Medicare to every Californian and the illegal aliens there, too. The projected cost reached $400 billion in a state that has a $200 billion budget. The cost of anything has never deterred Bernie-crat progressives who have taken over the California Democratic Party, even if their new chairman is a corrupt crony who pays lip service to progressive goals. But all over the state, in the town halls, this crashed. Incessantly aggressive progressives were demanding single-payer health care at all costs. Senator Dianne Feinstein says no, but the ultra-leftist congressional representatives like Brad Sherman and Ted Lieu said yes. The grassroots want socialized medicine. The progressive special interests and community activists want it too. But guess what? That grand scheme to socialize healthcare in the state of California has been put into a coma. And this is a little bit surprising, because leftists' regressive proposals have been dying off in other otherwise Democratic strongholds. Hawaii and Maryland rejected assisted suicide bills, but California passed one with some Republican support. California Republicans. California tends to go all in for these leftist schemes, but even they had to face facts. And their failure is not a singular one. Other states have flirted with socialized medicine, only to back away because it's really expensive. And Vermont had a Democratic trifecta 3 years ago, and former Governor Putney Pete Shumlin determined that his state would switch from Green Mountain Obamacare to universal health care. That tax burden proved too great even for the Democrats. They couldn't afford it. Rhode Island tried it. They couldn't afford it. And then there's California, where the state steals money from current and future generations to pay off overgenerous pensions of the previous generations. They also spend a lot of money they don't have protecting illegal aliens while leaving American citizens unsafe and uncared for. They can't even fix the roads in California. How could they manage health care? Sadly for them, even in regressive California, they are learning that they have limits. And even they must heed the stern advice of Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher when she was talking to her collectivist redistributionist opponents. The problem with socialism is that the government ends up running out of other people's money. And Californians have already voted to prevent government encroachment into medicine. Proposition 63 would have imposed price controls on pharmaceuticals, making a bad situation. And despite Bernie Sanders' backing and lots of union money, Big Pharma and other business interests pushed back, and the voters said no. They also oppose single payer, even if it passed the state Senate. State Assembly has no appetite to take the bill, and interestingly enough, Moonbeam seems prepared to veto it if it comes up. So Speaker Anthony Rendon finagled to protect his peers from the wrath of the nurses union and keep the Democratic base happy. So he blamed Trump. He said they're going to repeal Obamacare. We need the federal funding through that program to fund our single-payer system. It's Trump's fault that it won't work. Oh, goodness. Great politics, and it works for all the leftists who earn money and know how to count it, too. He also placed blame on the state Senate. He said they passed a bill that's incomplete. Then he bolsters the base once again. We will reconsider the proposal at the next legislative session. Sure you will, Tony. The $40 billion price tag yearly rivals the looming pension liabilities. So no matter how they cut it, they have to budget for it. And certain issues like who will pay for this and how, and whether they like Trump or not, the California Democrat health care proposal depends on federal assistance for money and legal waivers. So much for the resistance. Not only that, but major tax increases and policy shifts would require an up-and-down vote from the voters. And California voters are taxed too much already. They already rejected Prop 63, that they think a $400 billion tax increase. They think that's something they want. Lots of things like gun control, they always fail. When we get back, we're going to talk about my favorite actor, Johnny Depp. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Be prepared for the next disaster. With the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back we are here again. I don't even know if that was grammatically correct, nor do I care. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that you cannot believe. That's what is tacticalholsters.com. It's getting really difficult. I mean, extremely difficult to keep track of the ever-increasing number of fading Hollywood stars threatening to harm or kill President Donald Trump. And I really don't know what dog these celebrities have in this fight. I really don't know. I mean, the latest outrage occurred when Johnny Depp joked about assassinating the president at a UK music festival. He asked the crowd, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? This was a reference to actor John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln. Then he dug an even deeper hole when he followed his question by making a thinly veiled threat on the president's life. And amazingly, he told the crowd, it's been a while. Maybe it is time. For those remarks, Mr. Depp should be visited by the Secret Service and possibly charged with threatening the life of President Trump. That is a Class E felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison and or a fine. Maybe you could tell some Hunter S. Thompson stories in jail, Johnny. Here's the thing about actors, singers, comedians, whatever gets their celebrity, okay? Does anybody that we have today in the celebrity ranks, does anybody out there remind anybody today of Fred Astaire or Jimmy Stewart or William Holden or, Dudley Moore? He's a more recent one. Does anybody remind of this group of actors out here who are very, very convinced of their impact and importance on this planet? Do they remind you of any people in the past that you might have seen on some classic movies? That's probably because there aren't any. Actors today are quite the prima donna, as are singers, as are most of these people. I mean, if you go back and you look at over the course of time, there would be those that would say performance artists such as ourselves. We used to be basically indentured servants if we were signed by one of the major studios. Well, yeah, because they were putting up the money. They were paying you, and they were putting up the money to make the movies. So, yeah, you had to sort of play that line, because back then, in those days, the movie business, even though it had been around for a few decades, it was still relatively new. I mean, people like Jimmy Stewart, who was in Liberty Valance, Rear Window, and, Vertigo, and all these other things. This guy was a World War II hero. I think he made Brigadier General. Does anybody remember him ever getting out there and saying, well, I think we ought to kill the president? Even the politically active ones of the time, like Marlon Brando, and, even they were relatively quiet. And maybe it just seems like they were quiet because there wasn't this 24 hours a day, 500 channels to choose from, 365 days a year, news cycle, which constantly is looking for something, anything to put out there. Depp's ravings have followed a string of outrageous antics by these radical leftists. Let's see, we've had Kathy Griffin sitting there, questionable comedian that she is, pictured with a Trump of, a picture of her holding Trump's head. Actor Jim Carrey joked about bashing the president with a golf club. Rapper Snoop Dogg produced a video with a Trump clown being shot, and actor Robert De Niro expressed a strong desire to punch the president in the face. And this has all happened in quick succession. And maybe it's time for the Secret Service to establish a special branch devoted to investigating angry Hollywood stars. It has been very clear since he announced that the vast majority of Hollywood stars hate Trump. They hate President Trump. And this nasty attitude is apparent almost every time one of them is interviewed by the media. And they also use their platform on award shows to blast the president on everything from his plans to build a border wall to his desire to repeal and replace Obamacare. And they can't get over Clinton's loss. None of them. Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, they actively worked on it and they cried when she lost. Now, will I still watch a Johnny Depp movie if it's good? Yeah. Will I still listen to some of Katy Perry's music? Sure. Will I still watch Ace Ventura because Jim Carrey hasn't been funny in a long time? Sure. Because that's what they are. They're entertainers, and I will allow them to entertain me. However, I don't care. I don't give a rip about what they think politically. They don't exist in the real world. This pain of losing has been compounded by the aggressive agenda of Trump. And they're becoming frantic. So they regularly attack him on social media. And in addition, they become involved in special elections. Samuel L. Jackson was in Georgia trying to win for this John Ossoff. He was out there on a radio commercial. Alyssa Milano was going door to door. Rosie O'Donnell contributed to it. And they lost anyway. Despite having a huge financial advantage, he was handily beaten 52-48% by GOP candidate Karen Handel. And toward the end of the race, even Democrat activists had to admit that Ossoff had several significant problems as a candidate. So, the real issue for them is Trump. So, Handel received the loudest applause when she thanked the president for his help in that. But actor Billy Eichner, who I don't even know who he is, said Handel is terrible, homophobic. Deborah Messing tweeted that the results were hard to process, and I guess so. Poor Deborah, the results were not hard to process at all. Voters throughout the country are once again rejecting leftists and the hateful message of you guys. We just want to see you be funny, so shut up. We're concerned about rising health care costs, border security, tax cuts, wage growth. We don't care about the Russia investigation. We've looked at it one time, and guess what? There was nothing there. Just like there is with you. Intellectually, anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable. Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Yes. We all know voter fraud doesn't work, right? It doesn't happen. It never happens. Right? And recently, another voter fraud case made the news, although we should probably just ignore it. But it's sort of serious. A Democratic Party operative in Virginia is going to jail for 100 days after pleading guilty to registering dead people to vote. James Madison University student Andrew J. Spiels, 21, worked for Harrisonburg Votes, a political organization affiliated with the Democratic Party. And it turns out that although he made it into college, apparently he was not very bright. Coming from CBS 6, in July 2016, Spiels' job was to register as many voters as possible and reported to Democratic campaign headquarters in Harrisonburg. In August 2016, Spiels was directed to combine his registration numbers with those of another individual because their respective territories overlapped. After filling out a registration form for a voter, he entered the information into a computer system used by the Virginia Democratic Party to track information such as name, age, address, and a political affiliation. Every Thursday, an employee volunteer hand-delivered the paper copies of registration forms to the registrar's office in Harrisonburg. Later that month, someone at the registrar's office called police after another employee saw a name they recognized on a registration form. The name was the deceased father of a Rockingham County judge. And apparently any old dead guy would do for Spiels, even registering a dead person that the local registrar was bound to notice. But like I said, he was a very low-watt light bulb. Continuing on, the registrar's office discovered multiple instances of similarly falsified forms when it reviewed additional registrations. Some were in the names of deceased individuals, while others bore incorrect middle names, birth dates, and social security numbers. The registrar's office learned that the individuals named in these forms had not, in fact, submitted the new voter registrations. The assistant registrar's personal knowledge of the names of some of the individuals named in the falsified documents facilitated the detection of the crime. Spiels later admitted that he prepared the false voter registration forms by obtaining the name, age, and address of individuals from walk sheets provided to him by the Virginia Democratic Party, fabricating a birth date based on the ages listed in the walk sheet, fabricating the Social Security numbers as well. He admitted that he created all 18 fraudulent forms himself and that no one else participated in the crime. I'm almost certain he was a volunteer, so that means he goes to jail for being a volunteer idiot. The procedures to register voters put in place by Harrisonburg were an invitation to fraud for him. That's what he saw. And it makes you wonder why the investigation pretty much started and ended with Spiels. Encouraging fraud is a crime, too. And no one appears to be held accountable for that. There is no evidence that the Democrats would have been able to take advantage of the fraudulent registrations and cast absentee ballots by dead people, but that's not the point. The larger issue is the ease with which fraudulent registrations were placed in the system, which in other jurisdictions could lead to actual voter fraud. But this narrative is set. Until hundreds of thousands of illegal votes are dumped in the lap of Democrats, they're going to continue to deny that there's a problem. Now let's just take this one instance and look at this, and let's just suppose, for the sake of supposing now, okay, that Clinton had won, all right? And some dead Rockingham judges had voted for her, and some illegal aliens had voted for her. Isn't that, besides being voter fraud, isn't that theft? Well, what did they steal, Bill? Well, they stole the country, didn't they? They stole the leadership of the country. Now, we have seen the left all up in arms over Gorsuch. They called that seat that he sits in now stolen from Obama, stolen from Merrick Garland or Garland Merrick or whatever his name is. It was stolen, I tell you. These rules that we put in place for you don't apply to us. So it was stolen. So, that being in place, you know, they're sort of now that we're looking at it from another viewpoint, I wonder what they will say now. Because we know that illegal aliens have been voting. We know that illegal aliens possibly turned the tide for Obama. Right? There's a lot of people casting a little bit of doubt to 2012, as should be done. Voter fraud is more than just somebody winning the election. It was more than that. It is more than that. It is the theft of trust. It is the theft of government. It is government by false means. And that bugs me. It bugs me that it happens. It bugs me that not a lot is done about it. I think all of these things should be investigated. Every single state should be audited. I want to know, was it the Department of Homeland Security? I want to know why the government under Obama was hacking state election systems on their way out the door. That has fallen by the wayside. So, you know, Democrats, listen. Nobody's forgotten what you've done. Nobody's forgotten what your hero has done. We know exactly what you are. We know exactly what you are about. You may be louder than we are. You may have the media. But as you found out in the last election, that doesn't really amount to too much. Do it. And that's what you had better digest, because you can getting out there and saying a bunch of stuff to people that aren't listening. When I was in the military, I was in a school called PLDC, Primary Leadership Development Course. And we were all referred to as sergeant, even though I was a specialist. I was an E4. But it was nice to be called sergeant. I was on the E5 list. At one point, one of the cadre looked around at us and he said, you know, sergeants, if you can't inspire people to be led by you and you're a leader without followers, well, that's really messed up. For the mainstream media, you're out there talking a lot and nobody's listening. So for you, that's messed up. You can falsify all you want. It's not going to change very much. We're going to pick up fake news when we get back, because this goes hand in hand with all of this stuff that I'm talking about. That is the end result of what we get. Fake news is something a gun Second Amendment advocate's been fighting all of my life. This is Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Now we finish all of this story I'm weaving together. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Now, just like we got fake news to get Obamacare, which was going to lead to single payer, which, of course, nobody can afford now. Just like they do, there is nothing below or beyond what they will do to win a an election like voter fraud. Now we get verification. Here's verification of voter fraud. We've got verification that Obamacare was never meant to be what we got. And now we have verification of fake news. Because somebody's been caught in the act. Project Veritas, which is an undercover news group devoted to exposing how the establishment really thinks, got a CNN producer on camera to admit the news network's coverage of the phony Trump colluded with Russia story is a cynical effort to whip up ratings, a false narrative promoted to make money, not a bid to report the news as a first draft of history. So their wall-to-wall coverage of the Democrats' Russia narrative, despite being no there. CNN, since Trump was inaugurated, CNN has mentioned Russia 60,000 times. Here's the thinking behind the obsession that has occupied a huge part of Trump's early presidency. Speaking on camera in this was CNN supervising producer John Bonifield, who I would imagine may be having to, get his resume together. In Atlanta, he told Project Veritas. Let me just do it verbatim, shall I? Project Veritas, the more CNN is constantly like Russia this, Russia that, Bonifield because it's ratings. Project Veritas because it's ratings. Bonifield, our ratings are incredible right now. After that, he admitted there was little substance to the story. The network was just catering to what its leftist viewers wanted to hear. Project Veritas. But honestly, you think the whole thing is just like, I can't say it. Bonifield, it could be what I can't say. It's mostly what I can't say right now, like we don't have any big giant proof. They're saying bad words there that we can't say on the radio. I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging. So I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. You have no smoking gun. You have no real proof. And why did this producer think it was a false narrative? Well, because if there was any substance to the story, he gets this part right. Bonifield said it would leak. If it was something really good, it would leak. And the leaks keep leaking. I just refuse to believe that if they had something really good like that, that wouldn't leak. I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging. Bonifield suggested it was ratings driven, and it came from the top CEO of the network, he said, told the editors, good job covering the climate accords, but we are done. Let's move back to Russia. Bonifield also admitted he was cynical, and most of his colleagues were too. Questioned about journalistic ethics, he said with withering sarcasm, that's adorable. So what can we say is going on here? Well, and we don't have to make any guesses here. We can say this with a fairly good degree of certainty, considering that we have somebody inside saying that this is all just ginned up nonsense. We can say CNN is no longer a news network. It is more of a whip up the left's operation to make leftists feel good about their crazed anti-Trump suspicions. All ratings driven, nothing having to do with news driven or accuracy driven or honesty driven. And it is helping to interfere with what President Trump was put into the office by voters to do. And it's a strange beast these days. It's not really about news, it's about fake news. Here's a problem with fake news, okay? When we have proof that they are telling you something that is false, even Don Lemon got out there and said that fake news, the definition of fake news, when he was accused of doing fake news, was to put something out there purposefully to deceive. Okay? So we have this here. We have this producer. Well, I'm sure he's not an island in the middle of this. I'm sure lots of people have sort of the same opinions of this. We have this guy saying what he's saying, and he's basically saying it's fake news. We're doing fake news. Why would you admit to that if you weren't doing it? And he is correct. It would have leaked by now if it had happened. All of these other things that have leaked, a lot of misdirection going on here. A lot of misdirection, a lot of falsification, a whole lot of stuff going on that has no, it's no basis in fact. So the news, who's supposed to be the ones that are sort of the news is supposed to hate all politicians equally. They're supposed to hate them all. They're not supposed to like any of them. It's perfectly okay if they vote for some of them, that's fine. But they don't need to be rah-rah boys. We don't need to see pom-poms in their hand. When a Democrat loses, I don't want to see them going, what does this mean? I mean, is this America having a spaz attack? I mean, what? I don't want to see that. I want to see them going, well, that was sort of a shock, wasn't it, Roger? Yes, it was, Bobby. Quite a shock to me, too. The polls went the other way. Well, who believes the polls anyway, Roger? Well, I did a little bit, Bobby. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see somebody going out there going, so who's buying this scotch? I need to drown my sorrow. News. And look, I'm not naive. I know that there is no such thing as a news outlet that is completely void of any agenda. I know that. I get that. I, for one, do not believe. I believe in my heart of hearts that most of the people running Fox News are closet Democrats. There, I've said it. I have said it now. Notice I still employ people like Shepard Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, they fire a couple of leftists because they say some bad words way too often, and they fire some other people like O'Reilly because, you know, well, we just can't have that. And then the ratings go up for MSNBC, and that tells us right there that, you know, we can believe the rating systems and the news and the polls. Except when they're wrong, of course. We can't believe them when they're wrong, which is going to be all the time. So knowing that news is agenda-driven or fake, however you want to put it, why watch it? I don't watch it. Notice I can come to this, I can come here every day and I can bring you 3 hours of topics, but I don't watch the news. How is that? Well, there's other places to go and get your news. There's other places to make your brain work. I don't have to rely upon the news to do it. Sure, it's nice to see, Brett Beyer, he always looks good in a blazer, and, you know, some of these other guys, all these dudes looking good, and, you know, it's just adorable to watch Joe Scarborough and Mika try to sit side by side and act like they don't like each other. But that's fine. I don't need to watch them. So, the news is fake. It's all agenda-driven. Remember that. It's all agenda-driven. My agenda here is very simple. I believe if a politician can look you in the eye and say, I trust you with a gun, this is probably a pretty good politician. It's a very simple formula. If you look at the rest of his stuff, it's probably pretty good. We're going to head into the third hour. And, well, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. The thing my pops wanted, talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.